So I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo Charter School 2, Adeo Charter School 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, Miris Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggart, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. So 1.2, our roll call, Laura Barrera.
Laura Barrera, board member.
Thank you. Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, board member.
Thank you. Christina has an excused absence. And I'm Greg Haggart, as mentioned. Did everyone hear and see the board members okay during this? We're all good? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue on then. Thank you. So a first item. I'm sorry, Mary. I just blazed right over every. Apparently, I think just the board are the only important people when it's the exact opposite. Would you please provide introductions for those folks who may be new, or we, and also, of course, the folks from Young Minnie and.
I think you all know Paul Minnie. He's our counselor, and Tim Tudor, our executive director. There are teachers on that I believe haven't joined our board meeting before. So why don't we go through and introduce ourselves? Should we start with Topaz Conference Room? Who's over there? I can't see. You look really small.
Oh, that's Ms. Bixby. Mr. Alexander Castaneda.
Hello, hello. And then David, you're next on my gallery here. Can you introduce yourself?
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm David Delbrook. I'm the afternoon teacher for the South Carlsbad Adeo 2 Resource Center.
That's great. And then we've got the Main Street room. Is that Roberta there?
Hi, Mary. It's Roberta Ariano here in the High Desert. Hello, everyone.
Hello. High Desert. And then it looks like we've got Mr. Powers. Want to introduce
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Travis Powers. I'm a teacher here at the El Cajon site for Grossmont Secondary School.
Right, and he's in the center square on my gallery. Let me see. Charlene, thank you for the pies. Told me where to get some great pies in Julian. So grateful. I'm glad you can be here.
Yes. Hi, I'm Charlene Kelly. I am the teacher at Chula Vista Resource Center for Sweetwater Secondary School.
Terrific. Chrissy, are you there? Oh, yeah, there you are. You're teeny tiny on our screen.
I know, I'm small here. Hello, I'm at the Adeo 3 Resource Center in Escondido.
Cool. Allison.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Allison Fleck. I'm the school coordinator with Grossmont Secondary School and Sweetwater Secondary School.
Right. I don't know what this means. Unlicensed room. Who's that? I can hardly, there you are.
I believe it's North Carlsbad.
Angela, hi, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Mary, it's Jennifer Montgomery. How are Jennifer. You?
I can see you. You're so,
you're like this big.
I cannot figure what is going on with my video camera. Everything worked fine during our run through, but of course today it decided to take the day off.
I know it's you, and you're just sitting at a long table. That's all.
So, okay. Hello.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Former board member, actually.
Thank you.
Alex, is that you?
Hi, good afternoon. It's Alex Carrillo from Miris. I'm the learning lead for Miris Palm Desert, Topaz, and Main Street.
Super. Kathy? Kathy Macias is there.
Hi there. I'm Kathy Macias with Grossmont Secondary School at our Paradise Valley location.
Okay, Mr. Haas.
I am Matt Haas with Otay Ranch Sweetwater Secondary School.
Otay Ranch Sweetwater. Benita.
Hello, I'm Benita Chan. I'm the finance administrator for Alta Schools.
Who do we have here?
Hi, Mary. This is BLC from Bonita on license room. It's in Bonita.
Oh, that's the unlicensed room. Oh my gosh, we got to get you a license or something or a name. BLC was at her best yesterday at the potluck for the office staff, which is wonderful. Okay, who do we have? Christine Daniels is here. Christine?
Hi there, Christine Daniels from Grossmont Secondary at our La Mesa classroom.
And Alia?
Hi, it's Alia Marron from Plaza Bonita at our Sweetwater Secondary School.
Okay, and I think, who do we have? Did I miss someone? Kasten?
Hi, everyone. I'm Chasten Pierman. I'm one of the partners with Young Mini and Core. I'm going to be assisting Paul Mini today on some of the issues you'll be considering regarding the employment agreements.
Okay. I don't see. Did I miss anybody?
You missed Paul. You missed Amanda, whose email I can't wait to click on when I see him come through because it's like the feel-good message of the day.
Well, I was doing all new people. Paul and then Amanda, of course, chief of staff. We call her Costco because she's chief of staff and compliant officer. So that spells Costco. Thank you, Amanda, for being here and for all you do. We're here. We're ready.
Okay. Are we ready to hit it, everybody? Mm-hmm. Okay. So 1.3, consideration approval of adoption of the board findings pursuant to government code section 54953E1. This is my favorite one to read out loud every time. The Adeo Charter School Board of Directors determines in accordance with government code section 54953E1B. The meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health or safety of attendees. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E3, the board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency declared by the governor on March 4, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of directors to meet safely in person and or that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically with the teleconference requirements of Government Code Section 54953B3. So do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 1.3.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And as you know, with these teleconference meetings, I have to call for your vote. So Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Waylon.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard, that's aye. So that passes unanimously. 1.4, establishment of quorum. I believe the quorum has been established. Do I have a motion for approval of 1.4?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 1.4.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So 1.5, the Pledge of Allegiance. As always, Angela, thank you so much. So we're going to stand for this and try to do it together. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thanks, everybody, for that. So we are on 1.6, the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval with the recommendation from Mary Bixby?
Recommendation from Mary Bixby first.
I approve. I recommend.
Thank you.
Great. Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 1.6.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. 2.0, public comment. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Odeo Charter School Incorporated Board non-agenda should be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items should be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time in meeting. The meeting is held over Zoom. Any person who wishes to make a comment on either non-agenda or agenda item shall use the raise hand feature of Zoom to notify the board. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. So 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? So I don't know that we have any members of the public here, and I don't see anyone. So I'm going to move along to 2.2. Agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items?
We haven't been made aware of any.
Okay, thank you. And again, I don't see anyone that's joined us. I don't see any members of the public. I don't see any hands raised. So I'm going to move along. Thank you. So 3.0, closed session. So 3.1, the board chairman announcement regarding closed session items. So we will now move to closed session to address the following items. And they are 3.2.1 to 3.2.3 below. So I'm going to read those so you know what is, I think I'm supposed to read this now. So 3.2.1. Conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph 2 or 3 of subdivision D of section 54956.9, and 3.2.2, conference with labor negotiators. Agency designated representative is Greg Haggard, unrepresented employee, founder, president, chief executive officer. And 3.2.3, conference with labor negotiators. Agency designated representative is Greg Haggard, unrepresented employee, chief business officer, chief financial officer, treasurer, and founding director. So with that, I see a time of 1:14, and we are now going to closed session. Did I do that correctly?
Yes, you did. I believe you did.
Thank you. Okay. Now, how are we? Angela, are you going to help us with that?
Yes, I'm going to move you manually into closed session. So when you get a message from Zoom asking to enter the room, if you could please click that. When you're finished with closed session, excuse me, it'll give you two options to leave the meeting or end the meeting. Please select leave the meeting. End the meeting will disconnect you from our Zoom call. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to call 1:15. Thank you, Angela.
That's so expensive.
Oh. Ah.
Simon.
Okay. I don't want to forget it. Let's just. It's just too much.
we're back, Lynn and Tim and I. Lynn and Tim may or may not leave us. I'm not sure. They have to be in, did I tell you that already? They have to be in Indio, I believe, for a presentation. So if we run long, then they're going to slip out. The board is still in closed session, and they will be back to us in a few minutes. So we just wait.
Greg clicked the wrong button. There he is.
Hello.
And I'm back. I think we're all back. So I see Waylon and Laura, and I'm looking for, there's Mary and Len. I think we all made it back successfully, I hope. Okay, so I'm going to call it at 1:56. The closed session is over, and we are back, return to open session. So 4.1, we're resuming open, Yes, 1:156, resuming open session, and I can report out that no action was taken in the closed session. We are now moving into the onto the administrative item. So 5.1, consider approval of resolution regarding executive compensation for founder, president, and chief executive officer. As to this first item, when the board considers renewing or extending a contract term or modifying total compensation to be paid to the Adeo Corporation Schools, Adeo, founder, president, and chief executive officer, referred to as the CEO, the board must ensure that such compensation is reasonable. As part of that analysis, the board must review comparable compensation data as it will in the next agenda item, but also properly document the basis for its decision, which includes reviewing and recognizing the unique benefits provided by the CEO to Adeo. To that end, in support of the executive compensation to be paid to the CEO, the board has before it a resolution provided to us by Adeo's general counsel, which details the CEO's unparalleled record of extraordinary success and almost 30 years of charter school specific leadership with Adeo and multiple other successful charter schools, which has positively transformed thousands of student lives. The resolution also provides a detailed list of the CEO's many achievements on behalf of Adeo and her contributions to education throughout her exemplary career. So it is my recommendation that the board approve the board resolution. So do I have a motion for approval?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 5.1.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And it's Greg Haggardus, aye. And happy to announce that that passed unanimously. 5.2, review of comparable compensation data for CEOs, superintendents, executive directors. This item concerns executive compensation comparable study for Adeo's CEO. The California Nonprofit Integrity Act of 2004 mandates that the Adeo board review comparable executive compensation packages for educational executives upon any of the following events. One, initially upon hiring the educational executive, or two, whenever the executive's term of employment is renewed or extended, or three, whenever the executive's compensation is modified, unless the modification extends to substantially all employees in the organization. In connection with the board's review of the CEO's employment agreement, the board must meet this due diligence requirement by reviewing and adopting a comparability study. The board must meet the criteria set out by the IRS for conducting this review prior to any of the above changes in employment occurring. This review must occur without the participation of any individuals who possess a conflict of interest. Under the IRS regulations, any employees under the supervision of the CEO are automatically conflicted and must recuse themselves from any participation whatsoever in any aspect of this process. Accordingly, the board has received for review and approval two compensation studies which identify reasonable, non-excessive compensation for the CEO. It is based on the above requirements. It is my recommendation that the board accept the two compensation studies. Do I have a motion for approval?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve the compensation studies.
And Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve the compensation studies.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you. So 5.3, oral report of executive compensation paid to the founder, president, chief executive officer. As board chair, I am required by law to make an oral report of all compensation amounts to be paid to the CEO prior to the board's consideration of the approval of the CEO's employment agreement listed on agenda item 5.4. The employment agreement provides the following. One, a term from July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2028. Two, a work schedule of a minimum of 99 days per year. Three, a base annual salary of $157,564.15 effective July 1st, 2023. Four, sick leave in the amount of 3 hours per month. Five, the founder CEO shall accrue 6 days of vacation leave per year beyond the annual management vacation accrual for a total of 14 days per year. Six, participation in designated employee health and other benefits and plans established by ODEO, including coverage for dependents, as well as the same employer-paid health benefits as provided all eligible employees and other management employees, no cost to ODEO. Seven, professional growth leave for pursuit of professional growth opportunities of up to 4 days per year. Eight, provision of founder retiree health benefits, which includes coverage for dependents. Nine, employer-paid life insurance, the amount of $100,000 consistent with ODEO policy to offer all salaried employees life insurance coverage. 10, $3,700 paid towards the purchase of long-term care insurance of the founder CEO's choice. I would also note that the annual salary is in keeping with the compensation comparability study data the board has received. Thank you for allowing me that announcement. So consider 5.4, consider approval of employment agreement for founder, president, and chief executive officer. The board will now consider approving a new employment agreement for the CEO. I should note the employment agreement largely remains the same as prior board approved version, with the exception of an updated 5-year term from July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2028. The updated base salary to reflect the CEO's salary as of July 1st, 2023, increased vacation accrual, and a minor update to the CEO's job description. All other terms and conditions of the agreement remain the same. It's my recommendation the board approve this employment agreement for the CEO. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.4?
Laura Pereira, I make a motion that we approve item 5.4.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Pereira, your vote, please.
Laura Pereira, aye.
Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So I think I deserve a little sip of water because I'm going to do it again. So five, thank you. 5.5, consider approval of resolution regarding executive compensation for the chief business officer, chief financial officer, treasurer, and founding director. As to this item, and everyone still hears me fine and sees me fine, we're all good, right? Because I've been prattling on. All right, thank you. So as to this item, similar to the process the board just completed for the CEO, when the board considers renewing or extending a contract term or modifying total compensation to be paid, that was not enough water. I'm very sorry. Excuse me. All right, pardon me. As to this item, similar to the process the board just completed for the CEO, when the board considers renewing or extending the contract term or modifying total compensation to be paid to the ODEO chief business officer, chief financial officer, treasurer, and founding director, referred to as the CBO, the board must ensure the compensation is reasonable. As part of that analysis, the board must review comparable compensation data as it will in the next agenda item, but also properly document the basis for its decision, which includes reviewing and recognizing the unique benefits provided by the CBO to ODEO. To that end, in support of executive compensation to be paid to the CBO, the board has before it a resolution which details the CBO's unparalleled record of extraordinary success in almost 28 years of charter school specific leadership with ODEA and multiple other successful charter schools, which has positively transformed thousands of student lives. The resolution also provides a detailed list of the CBO's many achievements on behalf of ODEA and her contributions to education throughout her exemplary career. It's my recommendation the board approve the board resolution. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.5?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 5.5.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. 5.6, review of comparable compensation data for charter school CBOs, CFOs, and business managers. This item concerns executive compensation comparability study for ODEO's CBO. The same legal standards outlined earlier, which apply to the CEO as far as the board establishing reasonable compensation, also apply to the CBO as an educational executive at Adeo. Accordingly, the board has received for review and approval two compensation studies which identify reasonable, non-excessive compensation for the CBO. So it is my recommendation that the board accept the two compensation studies that were provided to the board. Do I have a motion for approval?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item number, I believe we're on 5.6, correct?
Yes.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. For 5.7, the oral report of executive compensation paid to the chief business officer, chief financial officer, treasurer, and founding director. As the board chair, I'm required by law to make an oral report of all compensation amounts to be paid to the CBO prior to the board's consideration of the approval of the CBO's employment agreement listed on agenda item 5.8. The employment agreement provides the following: one, a term from July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2028. Two, a work schedule of a minimum of 104 days per year. Three, a base salary of $109,748.94, effective July 1st, 2023. Four, sick leave in the amount of 3 hours per month. Five, the CBO shall accrue 6 days of vacation leave per year beyond the annual management vacation accrual for a total of 14 days per year. Six, participation in designated employee health and other benefits programs and plans established by Adeo, including coverage for dependents, as well as the same employer-paid health benefits as provided all eligible employees and other management employees. No cost to Adeo. Seven, professional growth leave for pursuit of professional growth opportunities of up to 4 days per year. Eight, provision of founder director's retiree health benefits, which includes coverage for dependents. Nine, employer-paid life insurance in the amount of $100,000 consistent with Adeo policy to offer all salaried employees life insurance coverage. I would also note the annual salary is in keeping with the compensation comparability study data the board has received. 5.8, consider approval of employment agreement for chief business officer, chief financial officer, treasurer, and founding director. The board will now consider approving a new employment agreement for the CBO. I should note the employment agreement largely remains the same as the prior board approved version, with the exception of an updated 5-year term from July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2028. The updated base salary to reflect the CBO salary as of July 1st, 2023, increased vacation accrual and minor additions to the job description. All other terms and conditions of the agreement remain the same. As a result, it is my recommendation the board approve this employment agreement for the CBO. Do I have a motion for approval of this item 5.8?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 5.8.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So thank you for allowing me to do all of that and your patience. We're very, very happy with these two tremendous folks, and especially happy to be renewing them for 5 years. We should. Very fortunate. Thank you so much.
Very valuable assets. Yes.
It's a great pleasure to do so. So 5.9, consider ratification of terms of lease renewal for assessor's parcel number 586-271-3000. Lynn, is there a report for item 5.9?
Thank you, Greg. First of all, I want to preface that all the resource centers for Adeo Charter School 2, Adeo Charter School 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School are all inside the geographical boundaries of the authorizers. Thus, all the 5 schools, except for Mirror Secondary School, are all in compliance with the provisions of Assembly Bill 1507. Mirror Secondary School will cure the adjacent county location in Riverside County, which is where we are right now, Palm Desert, when it filed for the renewal of the charter. Second, we allocated reserves for the facility's contractual obligations. statements are expressed in the budget assumptions that we received. Third, all these agreements except for Westfield Mall site include language for property tax refund or rebates. Odeo Corporation has tax exempt status, thus we always ask in the negotiations that the amount of the property tax that landlord pay for our premises be refunded us or be abated. About 20 years ago, we worked with the San Diego County Treasurer's Office to know their process and the exact contract language to include in the lease agreement so that we will be approved by the Treasurer's Office. So these rebates and refunds will be approved for the schools. ATN 586-271-3000 is for the Paradise Valley Resource Center for Grossmont Secondary School. This lease was originally acquired in October 2002, and we have exercised multiple options to renew. The terms of the prior year's leases are 5 years. This is the fourth amendment to the lease. The term for the current lease is extended for 44 months, starting December 1 of this year to July 31st, 2026. The reason why the landlord only listed for 44 months because they would like to convert the premises to residential units. Total area for the premises is 2,731 square feet. The base rent is $1.25 per square foot per month or $15 annually. Base lease is $3,414 for the first year, and it will increase 3% annually. The annual cost for the first year is $40,965, which the budget supports this amount. Total contract obligations for 44 months is $156,461. Board member Laura Barrera, with her expertise in leasing the properties, reviewed the fourth lease amendment. Thank you, Laura, for your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lynn. Mary, do you have anything you'd like to add to that? Mary, anything you want to add at all? On mute.
I recommend approval.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.9?
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 5.9.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
And Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. Thank you. And Lynn, thanks. You do such a good job on the real estate. Really appreciate how, because that's what a couple of us do here. We watch you and you're doing a great job. So thank you for that. So 5.10, the president's report.
Thank you, Greg. And thank you for your kind remarks. We appreciate it and for your consideration. Okay, president's report. Number one, we have scheduled the Parent Square presentation. The Parent Square mechanism for communing with parents has been underway for at least a year, I believe, and it's working very well. We asked Elizabeth Short to give a presentation, but she is ill, so we respectfully request that we move that to the next meeting. Just wanted to say a word about internal communications. Periodically, you get emails from us that include videos and just different kinds of activities that represent the school. And it's a way of getting to know our people better. We have focused this year particularly on internal communications as we move more toward becoming a hybrid workplace, which for us has worked very, very well since we have people located throughout Riverside, San Bernardino, and San Diego counties. Working online and meeting online is really just a natural for us. And we find that we are as productive, if not more, and that we get a great deal done that way. But we are always concerned about keeping our culture going. We have a wonderful culture, a culture that is foundational, creates a base for innovation. But it's critical that we stay in touch with all of our staff and that we have that sense of being Altus Schools, a collection of a lot of wonderful individual schools. And so just wanted to give a shout out to Communications Department, primarily Trevor and Amanda, for helping us bring together some wonderful, wonderful and inspiring moments in the life of our school. So that's internal communication. We feel we've been very successful in, along those lines. It's very helpful too, in terms of not only inspiring teamwork and collaboration, but also to give a sense of belonging. People like to work, sure, they like to be compensated, everybody does, but they have a choice. And we have, as I've shared before, a retention rate, an average year of 9.3 years for all of our staff taken together. And they're pretty extraordinary numbers in terms of retention. And that's because we have a purpose, a really righteous purpose to recover students. And those are the kinds of people we hire, and those are the kinds of people we retain. And so our internal communications have really tried to stress that and to remind ourselves of the fact that we have a lot of friends all across three counties. Management training, that's 5.10.3. We have always done management training, but we are embarking on a more concerted effort. Amanda is spearheading this. This is one of her initiatives for the year. And I'm actually working on the development and the presentation of a series of workshops that help prepare our managers for things like creating expectations and expectations for outcome to the staff that people are guiding, dealing with difficult dialogues, you know, that have to take place, a whole series of, I believe it's 8 items that I'll be presenting beginning in January. And we're taking our time. We're doing it through, because there's lots of things always going within the schools. So we're not shoving them all together and trying to get them done at a certain time. We're scheduling them as convenient, but the first one will begin right after January. And that one will be focusing on creating expectations and accountability for our staff. We believe leadership exists at every level. So we have that. We constantly talk about that. But we also realize that our positional leaders have some unique skills that they need help with in developing. All of us who were teachers went to school and did not necessarily get trained in how to manage other people. Later on, those that got administrative credentials did, but even those, not to the extent that we do train here. The last one is 5.10.4. It's about conferences. I just wanted to make you aware that we are very involved in attending conferences. Lynn and I have given up our seats to get more people involved because we've been attending charter school CCSA and CSDC conferences for a long, long time. And there's a lot of new people and we want them to have an opportunity to go to these conferences. But there's individuals that attend those conferences. There's individuals that attend Baldrige. We're presenting in Washington, D.C., April 3rd. I'll be presenting, I'll be doing like a TED Talk on innovation. And I was very honored to be asked to do that. Tim and Tiffany will be presenting in breakout sessions. And is there anyone I'm leaving out? Other staff members will be participating. I'm not sure if they're the official presenters, but Tim and Tiffany I know will be presenting. Did I get that right, Tim? Yep.
You got it right.
Okay. And Tim will be doing a special presentation too. So we have people going out all across the country to present, to share, and to learn locally. We've got people that go on WASC accreditation teams so that they're sharing. And they learn certainly a lot by working through specifics relating to the accreditation process. So just to let you know that we're not always reporting back to you on it, but we live a very vibrant life in terms of working with the education sector, but also working with the business sector and health services sector. We've learned a great deal from hospitals and vice versa. That's the end of my report. I know this is kind of a long agenda as usual, and so I'll stop right here, but I'm open to any questions that the board may have.
I don't have any questions, but you definitely sold yourself short, collectively sold yourself short again. But you do a great job in all these areas. But thank you very, very much, Marian, for that president's report.
I'd also like to extend a thanks to all of our staff, both in the classroom and the support staff throughout the organization. I know I speak for Lynn and myself. We are so lucky that we work with such wonderful, wonderful people. And our work is joyful because of their enthusiasm, their commitment, their excitement. They care about kids. I could tell you so many wonderful stories. I'll tell you just one. We had a young student in one of our other schools that I think she was eating a croissant and she was laughing anyway. It got caught in her throat. And she really couldn't breathe. But our teacher, the teacher that was in the classroom, had been trained and was able to apply the Heimlich. Is that how you say it? Heimlich maneuver?
Heimlich.
Mm-hmm. And she really potentially saved that youngster's life. And the parents were so grateful. They just could not say enough. We have another family that was in need. Their car was very damaged. And of course, we can't do anything for that. But we have a partner, Nice Guys, who was very helpful in getting that car back in shape so that they could go to work, so the student could go to school, and for the student to do work experience. So stories like that happen all the time, and those are generated by the wonderful people we work with. So thank you all, those of you that are online and those that aren't. You are remarkable.
Thank you very much, all of you. So we're on to more business. 5.11, strategic plan update. Let's see. Tim, you have a staff report for us on this?
Yes. In this part of the board meeting, we have the participation reports that are as part of the packet for each of the six schools. And all schools are off to a great start. If you look at July 1 through September 16th, which are the dates this report covers, Audeo 2 is currently operating at a 93.5% participation rate. Audeo 3 is at a 92.4% participation rate. Audeo Valley is a 93.7% participation rate. Grossmont is 88% participation rate. Mears 87%. And Sweetwater 92.3%. So all six schools are exceeding the LCAP goals we've set before them and are off to a good start. And we'll continue to update the board throughout each of the regular board meetings on the progress of the student participations.
Tim, those numbers are.
I'm happy to answer this.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm not used to seeing. Well, I'm used to seeing high numbers, but those are really high numbers. I mean, those are spectacular numbers. What's going on, Tim?
Well, you've got a lot of really good veteran teachers and new teachers that are coming up to speed pretty quick, engaging our students each learning period, which is approximately 4 weeks. Teachers are evaluating the progress of their student work that they receive and the interactions that they have. And so far at the beginning of this year, we're seeing a lot of success. So really attributed to the engagement that the teachers are having on behalf of the students and that relationship that's built each personalized education plan. And so this will help to really show that engagement and will help to show some additional outcomes on some of the other metrics as well too. So the last few years we have seen some really steady high 80s, low 90 numbers. And this is just a continuation of that great work.
Wow. I mean, that's really stunning. So thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. And please keep up the good work. Really, really good. Appreciate that update.
One of the things I believe the instructional team has really mastered is using data to inform instruction. So real time, teachers actually know where their students stand and where their strengths are, where their weaknesses are, where they need help. And the instructional side of the house has just done a wonderful job of using data to not only know the student personally, but also know exactly what it is that they need academically. So good job, Tim and team.
Yes, thank you for that super exhilarating update. I appreciate it. We all do. All right, 6.0, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda considered by the board to be routine will be approved and acted by the board in one motion in the form listed below, unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda. There will be no discussion of these items prior to the board votes on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. So do I have a motion for approval of consent agenda item 6.1.1 to 6.1.3.6?
Laura Barrero is muted. Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 6.1 through 6.1.3.6.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, may I have your vote, please?
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So 7.0 action item, 7.1.1, consider approval of the first interim report. Lynn, would you report out on this for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Greg. I want to preface that charter schools are mandated to file 2 financial interim reports during the fiscal year regarding the financial health or status of the school. The first interim reports cover for the period of July 1st to October 31st, and the school is required to submit the county superintendent of schools and the local authorizer no later than the statutory deadline of December 15th of every fiscal year. The second interim reports cover the period of July 1 to January 31st, and the deadline to submit per education code is no later than March 15. Odeo 2 interim reports are shown on your board packet, pages 871 to 879, compares the current fiscal year 2022 to 2023 budget items versus the first interim aggregate totals for the revenues, the expenditures, the excess or deficiencies between the revenues and expenditures, and the net fund balance. The school reviews the reports for budget variances between the budget and the actual amounts. For Odeo's first interim report, the ending fund balance as of October 31st, 2022 is $1.78 million, which means that the school is in good financial status, in good financial health, and is able to meet its financial obligations. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary, you want to add to that?
No, I recommend approval.
Thank you. I would look for a motion then.
Laura Barrero, I recommend that we approve item 7.1.1.
I move.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers, please.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. So still on Adeo, Charter School 2, 7.1.2, review the revised preliminary operating budget assumptions. Lynn?
For 7.1.2, I'd like to preface so that I don't have to repeat it for all the 8 schools. I want to, the budget assumptions for the schools explain the basis of the development of the budget. It is very comprehensive. It provides information on how non-classroom-based or independent study program is funded and how the average daily attendance is earned by the school, the funding rates per grade level, the revenue projections table, the description of the special funding, one-time funding, and the number of the full-time equivalent positions, the employee health benefits, the retirement contributions of the school, the professional consulting services, even the marketing expenditure is indicated, the authorizer's oversight fees, reserves, facilities, and research and development. Reserves are budgeted based on the authorizer's requirements or the school board's policy on reserves. Additionally, research and development to support the works directed towards innovation, introduction, and improvement necessary for the support of the school, consistent with the SSP's mission and with the ODEUS Corporation mission and purpose, are also noted in the budget assumptions. So the budget now for day two. The day two charter school preliminary revised operational budget is based upon an estimated P2EA of 231. The total projected revenues is 4.30 million. The total revenue is comprised of 78% for LCFF and other state revenues. 10% are coming from federal revenues and 12% for local revenue. The revenues include budget for one-time special funding for this year, which are all listed in the budget assumptions indicated on pages 883 to 887. And the total amount for the one special funding is $659,904. On the other side, expenditures, the projected expenditures is a total of $4.09 million, which is comprised of total payroll and benefits. The amount for the payroll is $2.668 million. Payroll expenditures represents 62% of the total revenue. Books and supplies are at 2%. Rentals, leases, and repairs are at 8% of the expenditures. Other services and operating expenses is at 17%, and the reserve is at 5%. School has allocated the budget for research and development of about $27,400 for ODEO2. The reserves of 5% of the total revenue represents the amount of $215,217, which is allocated both for operation reserve and reserve for economic uncertainties. Thank you.
And thank you very much. We have a motion to approve.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 7.1.2.
William Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Wayland.
William Myers, aye.
I'm Greg Haggard, is aye. That passed unanimously. We're on to ODEO Charter School 3. Consider approval of first interim report 7.2.1. Lynn.
Thank you. The ODEUS III's first interim report shown on pages 893 to 895 of your board packet indicates that the ending fund balance as of October 31st, 2022 is $1.2 million, which means ODEO III is also in good financial health and is able to meet the financial obligations. Thank you.
Thank you. Entertain a motion to approve that item, 7.2.1.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 7.2.1.
William Myers, I second the motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Wayland?
William Myers, aye.
Okay, we're on to 7.2.2, the preliminary budget. Lynn?
The preliminary budget for ODEO 3 is based upon P280A of 126. The total projected revenue for the school is 2.6. The total revenue is comprised of 79% for LCFF, and out-of-state revenues is 11% for federal revenue and 10% for local revenue. The revenues include budget for one-time special funding, which are all listed in the budget assumptions on pages 899-902, and the total amount for DOT for one-time special funding is $332,582. On the other side of the budget is the expenditures. Projected expenditures is a total of $2.49 million, which comprise of total payroll and benefits. And the amount of that payroll and benefits is $1.640 million, which represents 62% of the total revenue. Books and supplies is budgeted at 3%. Rental leases and repairs budgeted at 6% of the total revenue. Other services and operating expenses is at 19%. And the reserve is at 6%. The amount of the reserve at 6% is $158,865. Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. Motion to approve 7.2.2, please.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 7.2.2.
William Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Barrera, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. We're on to Adeo Valley Charter School, 7.3.1. Lynn?
Yes, thank you. As you know, Adeo Valley is on its second year of operations. It was approved last year. And the first interim report for the this year, which is located on pages 909 to 914, indicates that the ending fund balances of the as of October 31st, 2022 is $1.3 million, which means that the school is also in good financial health and is able to meet its financial obligations. Thank you.
Thank you. And a motion to approve, please.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 7.3.1.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg is aye. That passed unanimously. So the prelim for 7.3.2, Lynn.
Okay, thank you. Adeo Valley operational budget revised for preliminary is based upon an estimated P288 of 152. Total projected revenue is $4.15 million. The total revenues is comprised of 90% for LCFF and other state revenues, 7% for federal revenue, and 3% for local revenue. The revenue includes a budget for one-time special funding, which are all listed in the budget assumptions on pages 918 to 919. And the total amount for one-time special funding for this year is $285,902. On the other side of the budget are the expenditures. So projected expenditures is a total of $3.65 million, which is comprised of total payroll and benefits. And the amount for the payroll and benefits is $2.64 million, which represents 63% of the total revenue. Books and supplies are budgeted at 5%. The rental leases and repairs are at 6%. Their services and operating expenses, we budgeted it at 11% of the revenue. The reserve for the school is 12%, which amounts to $498,065. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a motion to approve item 7.3.2.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 7.3.2.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. Laura Barrera, your vote, please.
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon Myers, your vote, please.
Waylon Myers, aye.
All right, Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. We are on to Grossmont Secondary School. Lynn, you need a little water break? You're all good?
Good.
Okay, you're thank up. You. 7.4.1.
Grossmont Secondary School first interim report, as shown on pages 926 to 928, indicates that the ending fund balances of October 31st, 2022 is $5 million. Again, the school is very healthy financially. and is able to meet its financial obligations. Thank you.
Thank you. Motion to approve 7.4.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 7.4.1.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. Laura Barrero, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers, your vote.
Waylon Myers, aye.
All right. Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. So, Lynn, you're on the prelim operating budget assumptions for 7.4.2.
Okay. For Grossman Secondary School, the preliminary revised operational budget is based upon the estimated P280A of 304. Total projected revenue is $5.65 million, which comprised of 84% for LCFF and other state revenues, 4% for federal revenues, and 12% for local revenue. There's also one-time special funding for the school, which are all listed in the budget assumptions on pages 931 to 934. And the amounts, total amounts for the one-time special funding is $687,420. On the expenditure side, we projected expenditures at a total of $5.26 million, which is comprised of your payroll, which is the majority of expenditures is payroll and benefits. And that amounts to $3.94 million. And for this school, it represents 70% of the total revenues. Books and supplies is at 3%. Rental, leases, and repairs are budgeted at 4% of the revenue. Other services and operating expenses is budgeted at 11% of the total revenue. And reserve for the school is budgeted at 7%, which amounts to $395,828. Thank you.
Thank you. And I entertain a motion to approve 7.4.2.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 7.4.2.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye to pass unanimously. We're on to MIRIS 7.5.1. Lynn.
Thank you. MIRIS Secondary School. First year is under Odeo Charter School Corporation. The first interim report shown on pages 940 to 958 indicates that the ending fund balance for the school as of October 31st is $4.1 million. Again, at $4.1 million, this means that the school is in good financial health and is able to meet more. That is the important part. And the authorizers are measuring that if you're able to meet your financial obligations. So MIRIS Secondary School is good for that aspect.
Thank you. A motion to approve 7.5.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 7.5.1.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
And Laura Barrero, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. Passed unanimously. The prelim, 7.5.2, Lynn.
All right. For MIRIS, the projected revenue for the preliminary revised operation is $5.94 million, which is based on P280A of 315. Total revenue is comprised of 86% for LCFF and other state revenues, 4% for federal revenues, 9% for local revenue. The revenue includes a budget for one-time special funding, as shown in your budget assumptions on pages 961 to 964. And the total amount of one-time special funding from MIRIS is $710,521. Projected expenditures for the school is a total of $5.4 million, which comprise of the total payroll and benefits, and that amounts to $3.91 million, which represents 66% of the total revenue. The books and supplies are budgeted at 3%. Rentals, leases, and repairs are budgeted at 6%. And other services and operating expenses is budgeted at 13%. We budgeted a reserve for the MIRIS Secondary School at 9%, which amounts to $534,154. Thank you.
Thank you. Entertain a motion to approve 7.5.2.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 7.5.2.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. Let's not forget about Sweetwater, our favorite school, right, Laura?
And yes.
So, Lynn.
All right. The Sweetwater Secondary School, sixth school for Odeo Corporation. We're almost there. The first interim report shows on pages 970 to 972 indicates that the ending fund balances of October 31st, 2022 is $3.97 million. Again, which means that the school is in good financial health and is able to meet its financial obligations. Thank you.
Thank you. And Laura, you want to give us a motion to approve that one?
Yes. Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 7.6.1.
And Waylon's going to second that for us.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
It's okay. Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
And Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. So, Lynn, finish up on the operating budget assumptions.
I'm going to finish up on the Sweetwater Secondary School. The preliminary revised operational budget is based on an estimated P280A of 382. The total projected revenue is $6.64 million. The total revenue is comprised of 7% for LCFF and the other state revenues, 4% for federal revenues, and 9% for local revenue. The revenues include, similar to the other schools, one-time special funding, which are all indicated in the budget assumptions on pages 975-978. And the amount for one-time special funding is $727,534. And lastly, expenditures on the other side of the budget, you have the revenue, and of course, you have to have the expenditures. The projected expenditures is a total of $6.24 million, comprising of the total payroll and benefits, and the amount for the payroll and benefits is $4.41 million. Which represents 66% of the total revenue. For this school, we budgeted books and supplies at 5%, rental leases and repairs at 7%, and other services and operating expenses at 12%. And the reserve is budgeted at 6%, which represents the amount of $398,181. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. There's so much work that goes into this and keeping us, your financial reporting is awesome. I really thank you and your whole staff for that. It's just a gigantic amount of work. I would point out that was page 983 for the board packet. So I'd entertain a motion to approve 7.6.2.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 7.6.2.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion and appreciation.
Indeed. Laura, may I have your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So, board comments and announcements. I made a comment about Sweetwater because Laura's son graduated from Sweetwater. That's why I wanted to throw that out there. So we got a proud parent and a happy kid. So that's why we like Sweetwater, not more than any other school, but I just thought I'd explain that. Board, anybody have any other comments they'd like to make?
No, I think you said it all, Greg. This is an incredible amount of work and a lot of really good detail and well-prepared stuff. It's great.
Yes, thank you. It is just a pleasure to be able to support this organization in a tiny little way we do. You make everything look so easy. And we just really, really appreciate it. So thank you, everybody.
And that's so since I am shouting out to Sweetwater Secondary, is Allison Fleck still on the call?
I'm here.
That was my son's teacher. And I had so many interactions with her during the course of my son being in school in Sweetwater Secondary.
And I can absolutely report that teachers such as Allison are the standard that I've seen in this organization. And so I'm very proud to be a part of this organization and to say that Allison Fleck is literally the best teacher I ever saw in my son's entire education.
Yay, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
All right, well, unless there's anything else, I'll stay here all day as long as we're patting each other on the back, which is well deserved. but maybe we need to move along. So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we adjourn.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Heritage, aye. So we're out of here. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Paul. Really appreciate everybody. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a happy holiday.
Have a happy holidays, everyone.
Keep safe.